Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, we're talking about a bunch of stuff coming from the stupid stats, Dave in Northfield. Thank you for holding, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a suggestion that nobody's put out there yet.
Okay.
What about language barrier?
For the reason for all the wrong way driving crashes?
Well, you know, that and a lack of knowledge of our traffic system here. I'm kind of suggesting illegal alien.
Yeah, it's possible.
You never hear that reported on most stuff unless it's a grisly murder or something.
Well, you would think that most people have gotten, if they're in the country illegally, they've probably driven around the country, not just here. But
all I know is I've been, the company sent me to Indonesia and to Egypt, and I was just in Waterbury today, and the driving experience there was similar.
Well, that is
all I can say.
That is very interesting.
What's crazy. That, Tim? They are nuts. They have no respect for the traffic laws or nothing. They cut you off. I had a guy coming at me head on for a while there.
Wow. Well, that's very interesting and very scary, but thank you for that thought, Dave. Anybody else think that's what's going on? 860-522-9842. Mark Christopher checking those roads for us. He's in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark.
It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC, we're so glad you are here with us. 860-522-9842. We're looking for answers for wrong-way drivers, among other things. What are your thoughts on that? We're taking them in order. Your call, Steve in Suffield. Hello there, Steve.
Hey, what's up?
You tell me.
I came on late on this.
That's quite all right. There's no special time you have to be here.
You're doing wrong-way drivers, but the thing is, okay, well, I kind of thought it was more like, the guys that use the mini bikes and stuff now.
Yeah, the off-road vehicles on the roads and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know what my mother told me?
What was that?
I'm 62 years old.
Okay.
My mother told me when I was 15 years old and I had a snowmobile, you can't cross the road until you get a driver's license. It used to be a law.
Yeah, well, it probably still is. But, you know, the difference might have been that you listened to her. And maybe
May I say something honestly? And my mother's dead. My parents are dead.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, it's because I'm 62. You know what I did? I didn't listen one time. You know what happened? My machine stalled out. So I'm at my friend's house. I'm calling my grandfather. Hey, I'm Polish. Hey, Jaju. Hey, and he had a pickup truck. Hey, can you kind of help me out? You know what he's doing?
What was he doing?
He was laughing the whole time.
Wait, you broke down on the road? Is that what you're saying?
He goes, did you learn your lesson, Steve? Mama knows best.
So your mother told you don't drive your snowmobile across the road.
Over the road.
And you did.
To your friend's house, and I did.
Yeah.
And then I had to call my grandfather to bail me out.
That's awesome.
Oh, boy, did you want to see the steam coming off my mother's head when we showed up with the snowmobile on the back of his pickup truck? Today it's hilarious because we always talked about it.
Yeah.
And then, but it was like at the time, it was like, you know, it's honesty, it's living right, it's doing what you're supposed to do. And I was like, I really didn't think I was doing something wrong, but yep. I kind of was stupid, you know.
Well, that's what being young is for, right?
Huh, being young?
Yeah, when you're young, you do dumb things like that.
Well, if that's the worst thing I ever did, I'm pretty happy, you know.
What's that name that you called your grandfather?
Jaju.
Jaju.
Bocce Jaju, that's Polish.
I love all the different...
Can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
Who is that? What is it? Daj mi buzi, give me a kiss.
That's Polish, too?
Daj mi buzi, buzi's kiss, like whatever.
Yep.
Huh?
It's good stuff, Steve. Thank you for sharing. I love the ethnic stuff. 860-522-WTIC. We got another Steve, Meriden. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Steve Day today.
Yes, sir.
I think it's the marijuana. The law coincides with the start of all this driving going, up the
it
wrong
way. It seems to, yeah. And if that's true, like say we had 100% proof that the reason we have not wrong-way drivers today is because the government decided that it wanted to become drug dealers. How would you feel about that? Does that reflect poorly on government policy, or is that something maybe that was always going on, but now we perceive it, now we realize it or something?
No, we got more people that are unintelligent using it, younger kids and people that have lower IQs. All they need is a couple tokes and maybe one drink of Fireball, and they're going to go up the wrong way. Years ago, you had drunk drivers, but mm-hmm. they knew how to navigate the road, pretty good.
So maybe it would have been better not to have drunk driving laws? Is that what you're saying?
Still arrest them for drunk driving, but you would have less accidents because people that are drunk are more careful than marijuana people. They're feeling high. I never did drugs in my life. I got my driver's license in October 1957. Uh-huh. I haven't got a ticket my whole life. And, I'm saying, I don't even know what marijuana smells like. But I'm just telling you, that's what it is. It has to be some kind of drug. It's like a lot of this stuff that goes on with autism and stuff. There's mm-hmm. always some culprit somewhere in the woods,
Letting people off the hook, you mean?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You know, people with a lesser intelligence and take a smoke, I mean, they're in left field already,
Steve, it's great to hear from you. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Nice to hear from you. 860-522-9842. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? Yeah, Chris in Berlin. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you? So I was thinking that I wonder if package store receipts went up during and after COVID because people were either not working or they were working from home and I think might have started day drinking.
Oh, remember, too, that they passed laws to help restaurants so that restaurants could sell booze to go and deliver and stuff?
Yes, to go. So what made me think of this, I was talking to this guy, and he said he had a choice at work to stay home and work on his computer at home. I said, well, why don't you do that? You could walk your dog on a nice sunny day at lunchtime. And he goes, no, he said, I couldn't do it because he said, on a nice sunny day, I've been thinking of my deck and all the beers in my refrigerator. So I think a lot of people, they'll drink probably after work, but I think that was the start of a lot of day drinking. But I'd like to know if package store receipts went way up with that, with COVID.
And treatment and stuff like that. I mean, you would expect that those numbers would be up across the board because people were confined. And people were uncomfortable with the lack of social contact and stuff. It was hard. That was a hard period.
Yeah. And, people I know that smoke, they always smoked before it became legal. Mm-hmm. And they're the kind of people that, they eat supper and then they turn on Netflix and then toke up and eat some snacks. They're not, you know, they don't go out partying, or they're just kind of laid back people. It was always easy to get before it was legal.
Mm-hmm.
People would sell it in the suburbs. You didn't even have to go to a city.
Thank you for that, Chris. Well, that's an interesting, interesting theory.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. We're running through some stats, and I happen to ask about the wrong way driving thing, because I figured everybody has an opinion on that, and everybody does seem to have an opinion on that. Pete's in East Hartford. Hi, Pete.
Hey, good afternoon. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's the weed. It's the legal weed. I remember my ex-girlfriend saying, my friends, they all drive better when they're smoking. Oh, they're all relaxed. Yeah, of course. They're not going to have any reaction. The reaction time is going to be crazy. But anyhow, that's why she's my ex-girlfriend. Hey, I have a challenge to put out to the, I almost said scumbag, but I can't say that.
Good. Thank you for constraining yourself.
Okay. Instead, I'll call him the angry, fake patriot.
Okay.
What is he going to find bad about the latest thing with Trump? Trump paid off the mortgage. He didn't do it publicly. It's all done privately behind the scenes, but it's been released that he paid off the mortgage on one of the officers, police officer that got killed. You know, the one that he paid the he went to the
in New York.
Yeah. Well, now there's two more.
Mm-hmm.
In New York. Yesterday, two more got brutally killed, huh?
It's what's going on right now is amazing, and it's got to be a big campaign issue, I think.
Absolutely. Look at New York, man. It's crazy. But anyhow, so that's the challenge. Angry, fake patriot. Find something wrong with that. That he didn't do it publicly. He didn't do it. He didn't grandstand it. But he paid off the mortgage for the family of the slain police officer.
Pete, thank you for that. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Going to South Carolina for Ralph now. Hi, Ralph.
Good afternoon, Todd. I have a, this isn't about wrong way driving.
That's quite all right.
What I would like to know, and I know you're not an attorney, and you probably can't answer this for me, these people demonstrating in New York, and on the Golden Gate Bridge, blocking traffic. Now, I was an EMT firefighter for 11 years. Now, you have two types of calls on an ambulance. It's called a B is a basic, and A is advanced life support. Now, what happens if you have an advanced life support call, you have someone in an ambulance whose life is on the line, and they can't get through the traffic because of these demonstrators? Can they sue those demonstrators personally, each one individually, and can they be charged with involuntary manslaughter?
That's a great question that you're right. I can't answer, but I imagine you could.
Because God forbid that happens and somebody is in an ambulance and they're in a, get stuck in traffic because of a demonstration. God, if it were anybody in my family, I would get every single name of every person arrested, and they would have a, they would, each one would individually have a civil lawsuit. And I would also hope that some of them or all of them will be charged with involuntary manslaughter.
I'm telling you, it was a bad day when they started going easy on these protesters for blocking traffic, because that's just an outrageous thing to do.
The problem is they think they have rights, but they think the person in a car going to work or going somewhere, they don't have any rights. I can take that right away from them.
You know the expression, your rights end where my nose begins, or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. That's talking about swinging. But my point is, these people don't care about rights for somebody else. They don't count. All they count is their right to demonstrate. Well, that's fine. Well, go on the sidewalk.
Yes.
And don't block traffic, because, again, without being redundant, what if there's an ambulance on a call and they're stuck in traffic and, God forbid, that person passes away because they could not get to a hospital in time for care?
Oh, and that stuff happens with these issues. It happens all the time.
I will guarantee, Todd, all they have to do is one time, sue one and charge them with a manslaughter or voluntary manslaughter, you will never see another one blocking traffic again, because that message will get out very quickly and very loud and clear that, hey, I could lose everything I have and go to jail because of this. Your rights are fine. You want to go on that sidewalk and demonstrate, go for it. But do not deny somebody else their rights to travel.
There you go, Ralph. Thank you, sir. 860-522-9842. When did this start? I think it's been going on, I don't know, probably 30 years, that this idea of finding innocent victims, innocent people to make suffer for your political stances. People just trying to drive down the street. There's no excuse for blocking roads. And what used to be different was that if you committed a crime like that, it was, people felt a responsibility in elected positions to actually respond in a way that makes sense, to come down harshly on those who abuse other people's rights by blocking their path and putting people at risk, putting the community at risk. Mark in Canton. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon, Todd. I agree with you. They should be prosecuted to the fullest extent. But the major problem we have right now in the U.S. is the prosecutors, because they're not prosecuting anything.
That is true.
The wrong way drivers. We used to have police enforcing drunk driving rules and hanging out next to bars, seeing how long the cars are there. You know, most of these wrong way drivers are after closing time.
But Mark, doesn't this go to a larger picture of the fact that the political parties don't represent everybody's interests? They represent the interests of their voters. So if you're representing underclass people and people who like to break the law and people who aren't doing well economically, so they tend to commit crimes more at higher percentage rates, if you're the party that represents them and you want to get their votes, now you just sell out everybody else. Don't you think that's going on?
Yes, I do think that's what's going on. Follow the money. A lot of it comes down to the lobbyists and the big money. Follow the money.
Yes. Show me the money. Who said that? Quick.
But the police have to enforce more, and the prosecutors need to prosecute more.
Yes, but the prosecutors...
It goes with the, the people stealing from a retail.
They're all,
prosecuted.
But they're all part of this sick political system that doesn't represent the best interests of the political entity, but instead represents the best interests of the political party. And that's what we have to find unacceptable, I think, Mark. Thank you for the call. 860-522-9842. That's what I say about that. How about you? Rant line 860-751-4698. We're going to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Find out what's happening on the commute this afternoon. Mark Christopher is there. Mark, you have a good weekend?
I had a really good weekend. How about you?
Well, wait a sec. If it was so good, how come?
Well, I went to see one of my favorite bands of all time, a band that's been playing for 56 years together.
Uh-oh.
The greatest horn band in the world, Tower of Power. So I'm
Tower of Power is still together? Is it the same tower?
Well, two of the original members are still there. The rest of them are retired, and some of them, unfortunately, aren't here anymore. But they played at the at Foxwoods on Friday night. So
that's awesome.
I've seen them probably 50 times, but it's just some...
What's their best tune?
Well, the two big hits, You're Still a Young Man and So Very Hard to Go, but, I mean, there's only so much oil in the ground.
Can you play one for us next report?
Yeah, I'll throw some.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Something on from TOP, no problem.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed. It's WTIC 860-522-9842. We welcome George from West Hartford. Hi, George.
Hey, Todd. How are you doing?
What's happening?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a question for you. This wrong way driver thing. I think if you just drive in the right hand lane and the regular travel lane, you'll be okay. Because when I've been through Hartford and I went in the passing lane, there was a car coming at me, so I had to pull over into the driving lane.
Mm-hmm.
So they seem to drive in the high speed lane when they're going the wrong way. And another thing is, I have a solution to the whole problem.
What's that?
Well, you know when you go into a parking garage the wrong way and they have the spikes on the ground?
Yes.
And they deflate your tires?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you can't do that on these entrance ramps where you get off the highway. Just put those spikes in those exit ramps and you're all set.
I assume it would be really expensive to install, and that the maintenance of them, that they'd break all the time with the volume of traffic.
Yeah, but they're spending so much money on those lights and warnings. I don't know. I just thought of this, and I just thought maybe that would be a solution to it.
It makes a lot of sense in terms of, yeah, that would work, and you'd also have the person. You wouldn't just...
Right.
Stop
yeah.
them from going on the road, but you'd
well,
have them
be going 50 miles an hour,
right?
With flat tires, you know,
exactly, or 70.
I don't know, yeah, or 70, right?
Yeah.
But it's a very scary thing. I've seen it personally,
it's really horrifying to think about.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
George, nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. 860-522-9842. I don't know how you solve problems like that, except for. Some big crackdown. I don't know if blinking lights do the trick for wrong-way drivers. 860-522-9842. Rant at 860-751-4698. Here we go. Mark Christopher, Tower of Power is his middle name.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
All right, we're going to talk to Chris Powell now. ChrisPowellColumn.com is where you can find his brilliant writing, his acerbic and hard-hitting and right-to-the-point, right-to-the-jugular columns. Get churned out 50 or 60 of them a week. Chris Powell, welcome back to WTIC. Nice to have you here, sir. What's going on?
Oh, great to be with you, Todd. Couldn't you just call the columns vicious?
Vicious, I like that too. That works. We were just hypothesizing for reasons for the wrong way drivers, and I assume you must have made some kind of cause and effect link on that.
Well, I was listening. I'm sure illegal immigration has something to do with it. I'm sure marijuana has something to do with it. I'm sure the general disintegration of society has something to do with it, and I imagine that. some legislation that is being pushed by the Democrats in the General Assembly right now may have something to do with it in the future, since they want legislation to prohibit the state government from suspending the driver's licenses of people who fail to appear in court for their court dates and people who fail to pay their court fines. So the Democrats want the license suspension power for these violations to be repealed because they think it's unfair to poor people, because, you know, poor people have harder times skipping work to go to go to court and have harder time paying fines than rich people do. But I just wonder if this isn't just a rationale for exempting poor people from obeying the law at all.
In other words, having the law not apply to core voting constituencies of the Democrats.
Yeah, that certainly seems to be the case, making excuses for people, you know, not appearing in court and not paying their court-ordered fines because they're poor. Well, if you're poor and you realize if this legislation is enacted and you realize it doesn't matter if you go to court anymore, if you pay your fines anymore, what do you think is going to come from that?
What do you think the support, do you think this legislation will pass?
Well, it's got the support of the Democratic majority and the Judiciary Committee. I think it's certainly got an excellent chance of passage. I mean, there's a lot of nutty stuff coming out of the legislature now, because the majority party is really controlled by its far left faction, and I think this is more evidence of it. That hey, if you're poor, you don't have to obey the law, you don't have to pay your fines, you don't even have to appear in court. I don't know, that strikes me as pretty nutty. So
it is pretty difficult. Nutty, but it is the kind of public policy that you can really pretty easily nail somebody for having voted in favor of.
Yeah, well, what we really need in this state, I think, is a more courageous
a second
opposition
party. Yeah, there needs to be an opposition party.
There are elements in the Republican minority in the legislature who are capable from time to time of standing up and speaking sense to nonsense, but I think on the whole, the Republican minority in the legislature is a little reluctant to pick up on these issues, fearing that they're going to be called names or, you know, get the unions upset at them. It's just, you know, the Republican Party is such a minority in Connecticut. I just don't know what it has to lose from trying to be relevant.
There is this instinct to just try to hide and make innocuous votes and occasionally pick something that sounds like you're a tough guy, but not really very often. And it's really a bad situation that I think leads to an atrophying of political opportunity, because if you don't go out there and establish principles that people can relate to and get excited about and understand that's what we need more of, then you're just limiting your long-term opportunities for you and your party.
Well, the Republicans, you know, they will vote against stupid things in committee. My problem is that I don't think they make big issues out of things. I mean, it's one thing to vote against it in committee, but nobody's watching the committee votes except, you know, a few journalists at the Capitol. You've got to publicize these issues and hammer at them repeatedly and. Mm-hmm. In public forums and the newspapers and talk radio and everywhere else. It's not enough just to say, you know, to vote no. You got to make these, you know, big issues with the public however you can, and hope that this carries on to the next election and people realize that stupid things are being done by the people in power, and maybe there's an opposition party that'll stop doing stupid things or stop government from doing stupid things if it gets power.
It's a pretty good slogan, though. CTGOP, we vote against stupid things, parentheses, but only in committee.
Yeah, well, look, they've got to get better at publicity, and they've got to have more of a backbone. So look, some of them do. Rob Sampson is a case in point. He gets dismissed as a far right legislator, because the stupid things are liberal and he's against them, so that makes him far right. But he's still winning elections in his district. Look, they've just got to make a bigger deal out of these issues, and there's so many stupid things happening now that are just absolutely indefensible, and the public would never support if the public knew it was being, these things were being done. But you got to show the public every day the stupid things that are being done, and you have to have the backbone to stand up against them, and that's a weakness right now.
So you had a series of columns on stupid things, I think. You didn't call it that, but there was mental health and setting up committees that will have no effect on anything except to create more jobs for people who are well-connected and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, there's federal legislation that's been proposed by U.S. Representatives Rosa DeLauro and Johanna Hayes from Connecticut. They're calling it the Expanding Access to Mental Health Services in Schools Act, because, we seem to have an epidemic of mental illness among young people in Connecticut, and the schools are complaining about it. But I read the act the other day, and the act doesn't really provide any mental health services at all. It simply establishes a big federal bureaucracy to license and describe qualifications for people who can work in these mental health clinics that they envision going into schools. There's no appropriation attached to the act. It's really just more federal regulation, and I just don't see how that's going to solve any problem. I think the big problem here is that we don't inquire into where is the mental illness coming from. I think that's the thing we've got to look at first before we set up another federal bureaucracy to how to license and train all these mental health counselors. Why are so many kids mentally ill? I think the state mental health commissioner said the other day that 1 in 7 teenagers in Connecticut is mentally ill.
1 in 7.
But who is asking why? What is causing this explosion of mental illness? Not just really among teenagers, young people, but in society generally. I mean, all this stupid driving you've been talking about with your your listeners for the last hour. I think a lot of it is underlain by mental illness. So, where is this coming from? I think we should be inquiring into that. I have a few ideas about where it may be coming from, but
how do you sort that out, your ideas? Because you could look at it, you could say the extreme shutdowns, the extreme COVID reaction by government, and the abuse of power that resulted in the bad policies and confining children who should have been in school, who had no risk of minimal risk from COVID. They should have been in school instead of having their lives so extraordinarily disrupted, their educations interfered with, and a lot of them unsupervised, trying to get through the day on Zoom calls. I mean, it's just awful. And how do you measure that against some of the other stupid things the government does?
Well, look, I think for starters, I think there's enormous new strain on people in the country, economic strain, financial strain, from the explosion in inflation, the housing scarcity, so many kids in the country. I think about a third of the kids in the country are growing up in homes without fathers. Inflation is really hobbling the poor and putting a lot of stress on families. People who've got only one parent are going to have less parenting the more difficult the inflation situation gets. And I think that's part of the strain that's that's being put on people. I don't think by any means it's the only reason, but you know, times are getting very much harder in the country now economically than they were. And of course, the Biden administration keeps telling us that everything is swell and getting better. All the economic data is regularly falsified by the federal government. It doesn't match people's experience. I mean, people have a terrible opinion of the president, and I think one reason is because he's telling them what their own eyes contradict. And I think this economic stress that is increasing on people is very possibly one of the reasons for the explosion of mental illness.
Well, it all sounds kind of depressing and hard to sort out, so that we're going to continue to not be able to place political blame maybe where it belongs. And
well, at least we ought to be inquiring into it. Where is this mental illness coming from? Where are all the messed up kids coming from? But you know, we don't inquire into the cause of the problem. We just keep creating bureaucracies in the name of solving the problem. And in the end, the bureaucracies don't do anything except employ people who work for Democratic campaigns.
Sure, which is why, if you are in a one-party state, why would that one party point a finger at acute problems that are actual problems that they're failing to deal with? They don't want to promote the fact that they don't want to talk about those issues. They don't want to confront those issues, because pointing at those issues is to point at themselves.
Well, we should be inquiring officially at the legislature in a committee as to why we have all this mental illness among young people. I know Rosa DeLauro was at a conference at a school in Waterbury a few weeks ago. She said, well, it's bullying. Well, you know, there's been bullying in schools for a million years, and schools are notoriously poor at disciplining kids who bully other kids, because it's politically incorrect to have any discipline in schools anymore. I think it goes beyond, you know, bullying in schools. I think it's the economic pressure that is, you know, facing, you know, everybody who's not rich. And, you know, we ought to be inquiring into this. But I guess if we inquired into it
we might find an answer.
Well, no, it wouldn't reflect well on the Democratic administrations in Washington and Hartford. Times are getting worse. They're not getting better.
Yeah, I think that's quite true. Chris Powell, always good to talk with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Todd.
Read Chris Powell at chrispowellcolumn.com. We talk to Chris every week here on this program at this time on WTIC. 860-522-9842. You can rant anytime you like and say whatever you feel like getting off your chest at 860-751-4698. We play those rants during the 5 o'clock hour, which is, in case you haven't noticed, coming up quite shortly. The 5 o'clock hour, that is, and the rants. So call one in, 860-751-4698. You're welcome to email with me, too. A lot of people do. Todd@ToddTalk.com. Just drop me a note. Todd@ToddTalk.com. And we can chat about whatever is on your mind. It's fun to communicate in different ways. So take part. 860-522-9842. So we do have rants coming up, and we take phone calls as well during the rant line half hour. And this is Monday, and we've got Leibowitz coming up at 5:40 or so. Time for us to get a traffic update. We're going to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.